Chapter 1. The holiday decorations were packed away, the house no longer festive. I'd procrastinated much longer than any other year, and now even New Year's was a memory. I'd married State Police Detective Brett McMahon and become stepmom to his teenage daughter Maddie about 6 months ago. I was sad to put our first Christmas as a family behind us. Still, I was truly relieved the hustle and bustle was over. Juggling two families had been stressful, though time with my parents and Sibs, Kaylee and Kevin, was good. Drinking my never-empty coffee, I relished the quiet and uncluttered living area.
Sheridan, can I go skating with Nedra and Willie? Miss Molina is taking us.
Is your room clean? And what time will you be home? Molina and I both volunteered at the local dog shelter, and her daughter Nedra was in Maddie's 8th grade class. Little did Maddie know, Molina had texted me already about taking them skating. She knew I was volunteering at Pets and Paws today, and this would give Maddie something to do. Winter break is great for a few days, and then it gets old.
Yes, my room is clean. I'll be home before dinner.
Okay. Let's make sure you have everything and you're ready when they get here to pick you up. I followed her to her room, our two dogs, Charlie and Bella, padding behind us. Sometimes, Maddie's teen version of a clean room and mine didn't quite look the same. At least on the surface, this time we were on the same page. Even Bella's toys were all assembled in her bed.
Heavy socks so you don't get blisters? Extra layers or a coat? It can get cold out there with the wind.
The weather had been pretty mild for Virginia in January so far, with only a few nights of frost and mostly in the 40s. The 8th grader made a face.
Jeez, I'm not a child. Besides, extra layers make me look fat. But you'll be warm. What about the thermals? They're thin and help retain heat, and then you might get by without a jacket.
Okay, okay. Can you get my skates?
On it.
Skates, gloves, scarf, and hat coming up. I ignored her eye roll and gathered everything together as Molina pulled up.
Hurry up, they're here.
She bustled out of the room, grabbed everything, and was out the door. I waved to Molina from the door. Only a few more days, and Maddie would be back at school, and I'd be back to work at Millicent College, teaching on Wednesdays and Fridays. I finished my coffee and cleaned up. After letting Charlie and Bella out, I headed for Pets and Paws. Smiling, I remembered the way Mrs. Chantilly had all the dogs decked out in bells, bows, and bow ties before Christmas. Pets and Paws was in an old colonial home. Mrs. Chantilly lived upstairs, and the dogs were downstairs. With Luke's help, she decorated the house inside and out. She'd always reminded me of Mrs. Claus, and for 2 weeks, she dressed the part and bounced around with abundant enthusiasm. More than one of the dogs managed to destroy her holiday trappings around the place from time to time, but she took it in stride. The house was on the news and people came from all over to view it. She'd go out and invite them in to see the rest of the decorations, and the dogs. Not unintentionally by any means. She'd managed to get many dogs adopted. I chuckled to myself, recalling when she tried singing traditional holiday songs. Unlike me, she had a beautiful voice. The problem was with some of the dogs. They tried to sing, only the howling was not quite in tune. Sure enough, as I pulled up in front of the house, I noticed the decorations were gone from Pets and Paws now, too. Luke was moving boxes and grunted hello as I arrived. A high school student with some bad habits, like the stray and rescue dogs Mrs. Chantilly collected. Luke was a restoration project. His legal issues led to his volunteering at Pets and Paws. When he first started his community service there, he scowled a lot and made me nervous. He was still an entitled beach boy type. He'd made some attitude adjustments in the past few months, and I was glad to see it. I still didn't quite trust him, despite Mrs. Chantilly always singing his praises. She met me at the door, grandmotherly, only without the Mrs. Claus attire. I also noted the bounce in her step was gone. Even though she had to be in her 60s, she always seemed to have energy and a happy face.
"Isn't this weather just delightful? Sunny, not too cold. I heard it's going to freeze tonight and maybe snow. Those abandoned dogs wouldn't survive if that happened."
Now used to her manner of speech, I simply asked,
What abandoned dogs? Over at the Stoneham place, of course, near Blake Buchanan's. Have you ever been to his home? It is beautiful. A mansion fit for a king. His wife, Ava, studied interior decorating, you know. No, I didn't know. Did they find dogs at the Stonehams? That's what I said. Nobody ever bothered the Stonehams for many years. Older couple and all, their children grown and gone, they kept to themselves. Justine and Herman didn't live there when I was growing up here. Someone else did, though. Never knew who they were. Mrs. Dora Chantilly had left Clover Hill after high school, and she'd only returned when her grandmother died and left her the house. Now Clover Hill pets and paws. Her grandmother had taken in strays, and the place was a mess. I was about to ask again about the dogs, and an SUV pulled up. Here they are with more of the dogs, poor things. Luke and I already fed them, bathed the first group that Blake brought over. I'm sure glad you're here to help. I followed her as she hurried to the car and greeted Blake Buchanan, former mayor of Clover Hill. He took her in his arms and then seemed to realize I was there. He and Mrs. Chantilly had been an item in high school, and they renewed their friendship when she returned.
Dora, we uncovered a mama and pups.
He shook his head.
One of them didn't make it. Dane Mix. Where's Luke? Even malnourished, it'll take two of us to get her and her pups inside.
Mrs. Chantilly rushed to open the door and see to the animals. Blake, can you fill me in? Mrs. Chantilly hasn't had a chance yet. He smiled and his eyes twinkled. We both understood that sometimes she was a bit hard to follow. Almost like putting a puzzle together. Me? I prefer things to be in order when someone is telling me a story.
Last night, I was sitting on the deck and my dog Bridget showed up with a puppy. Not in good shape. As soon as I took the pup, she darted in the direction of the Stoneham place. I called to my wife, put the pup in a blanket, and took off after her.
He paused for effect.
The house was dark, but Bridget stood at the front porch and dug to get further underneath. I knocked at the door and no one answered. I called Chief Peabody. Aiming my flashlight under the porch, I got a look at dogs huddled together. With help, we extracted 6 dogs and 2 more puppies and brought them here.
He shuddered.
Such bad shape. Bridget still wasn't happy, but that was all we could do last night. 4 of us have been on the property this morning. Brought 4 more dogs earlier. Butch and Bridget, my best dogs, are helping us wade through it.
Huh? What do you mean wade through it? Is the house that much of a mess?
That's a mild description. Stuff stacked on top of stuff, and the smell?
He shuddered again.
This mama and her pups were in the kitchen. We could hear yelping from the other parts of the house. Here comes Luke. We need to get these dogs inside. Sheridan, can you start some formula going? These pups are near starved to death, and we'll have to keep them isolated until the vet can check them out.
Luke lumbered up, and his eyes about popped out as he looked from Blake to the Dane and pups.
Where are we going to put all these dogs?
Mrs. Chantilly's face fell. Mama and pups in the house. The side room on the right is empty now with all the adoptions. We put the first bunch in the room on the left. You were just in the garage. Is there room in there? Grandpa used to work out there, so I think there's electric heat if we need it, and a bathroom too. Blake, how many more dogs? He pulled her close.
Remember, we need to keep those dogs separate from your other dogs. Let me check out the garage. We can always pull your car out. Work on getting them some food and water. Luke, come with me.
They disappeared. I turned to Mrs. Chantilly. You stay with them. I'll go get water and start the bottles going. As I walked into the house, I glanced down at the concrete floor, painted blue slate and sealed. At least if the dogs made a mess, there wouldn't be any damage. It was about an hour later when we finished relocating the Pets and Paws residence to the larger back room. The 2 new mamas and pups were situated on one side of the kitchen. They'd been bathed and fed, and each family rested on a pallet. That left space in the other side room for any smaller dogs that might come in. If the new arrivals were medium to large dogs, we'd move them to the unattached garage. They'd been fed, and some had been bathed, now settled into crates. The heat was on, and that at least took the chill off. Not exactly warm, but the dogs would all be out of the wind. Blake hinted there would still be more dogs coming. With Mrs. Chantilly's blessing, I sent an email out to all the volunteers with a short note about the dogs coming in and needing assistance if they were available. Whatever supplies were needed, starting with towels and blankets, I was confident Blake would take care of them.